The Democratic Unionist Party was founded in Northern Ireland in the 1970s against a backdrop of extreme political violence. The Loyalist group's founder, the firebrand Reverend Ian Paisley, had long viewed the campaign for greater rights for Northern Ireland's Catholic population as a front for a united Ireland. It was an idea he hated, and he vowed never to share power with them.
And yet Mrs. Thatcher tells us that that republic must have some say in our province. We say never, 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 never.
Indeed, it would be fair to say that the DUP aren't renowned for their progressive politics. They have consistently opposed the European Union, gay rights and abortion, and were also the only party who refused to sign up to the historic Good Friday Agreement in 1998, which ended 30 years of sectarian conflict in Northern Ireland.
The principle of consent is absolute and is throughout the agreement. And the breakthrough is that that is now accepted by all, North and South.
The DUP eventually reneged on its promise never to share power with the Republicans. In 2007, the party, which was still led by Ian Paisley, formed a coalition with the equally hardline Republican Sinn Féin. Paisley became Northern Ireland's First Minister, and the former IRA commander, Martin McGuinness, became his deputy. They were nicknamed the Chuckle Brothers.
If you had told me some time ago that I'd be standing here to take this office, I would have been totally unbelieving.
It's strange that the two men who did so much to perpetuate the long conflict were able to work together for peace in their later years. But Paisley and McGuinness are no longer alive, and power sharing has, once more, reached an impasse in Northern Ireland. The DUP is now in the hands of the former solicitor and lifelong unionist, Arlene Foster.
In the days when we were plagued by terrorism and decisions affecting our fates and our futures were taken far away, I could not have dreamt that I would be in this position today. Is it any wonder that in politics I believe nothing is impossible?
The United Kingdom's last general election proved that nothing is impossible. The Prime Minister, Theresa May, made a calamitous decision to hold one when she didn't have to, and in short, lost her majority. It means she now relies on the support of the DUP's 10 members of Parliament to prop up her government.
The Prime Minister has spoken with me this morning, and we will enter discussions with the Conservatives to explore how it may be possible to bring stability to our nation at this time of great challenge. Thank you very much.
It's enormous understatement to say that the deal between Mrs. May's Conservative Party and Arlene Foster's DUP is problematic. It's called a confidence and supply agreement. It means that the DUP gives the Tories votes in return for extra funding for Northern Ireland. But the parties are deeply at odds on how to proceed over Brexit. Indeed, Theresa May's draft agreement with the European Union is unacceptable to the DUP. Northern Ireland alone would align with the bloc's single market, meaning new regulatory barriers between Great Britain and Northern Ireland. This is a red line for the DUP, who claim it could damage the integrity of the union with the rest of the UK.
We had to do something to show our displeasure, and what we did tonight was we abstained in a number of votes. We voted with the Labour Party in one vote. None of them have financial consequences, by the way, but all of them were designed to send a political message to the government. Look, we've got an agreement with you, but you've got to keep your side of the bargain, otherwise we don't feel obliged to keep ours.
That was the DUP Sammy Wilson explaining why his party had failed to back the UK government on a recent vote in Westminster. It could be a sign of worse to come for Mrs. May. Her own party is at best lukewarm on her Brexit plans, and without the support of the DUP, there is a real risk she could be forced from power, just months before the UK is set to leave the European Union. For Monocle 24, I'm Rhys James.